Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Morning Hook. I'm having a great time with our guy, Dr. Dane Todd, with Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. I have to mention the 10 o'clock keyword. Tunnel, space, walk. Tunnel walk. T-U-N-N-E-L, space, walk. W-A-L-K. Go to ESPNLincoln.com right now for a chance to win $1,000. Free cash.
Dane, what was it like running out on that field for the first time on the tunnel walk?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
No. Dave Langworthy, our strength coach with Bill Callahan and Dave Kennedy there, he used to have this saying. He said, birds don't know how cool it is to fly.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, I didn't notice.
I gotcha.
Never noticed.
It's ready to hit someone. I like it.
I suppose. Either that or I didn't know where I was supposed to be or what I was doing, so I was just too confused to pay attention. I was probably too worried about falling down on the brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tiptoeing through the brick.
That's right. Tiptoeing through the brick.
Oh, that's right. Then they put the rug down.
Yeah.
I didn't ever have a rug until they had until we moved to the North Stadium.
Oh, wow. They never had one.
No. You didn't want to be the
rug free.
You didn't want to be the player that all the kids were over there looking up to, falling down, trying to be like, how am I going to get up?
Yeah, that's right, man. I don't know. How would you get up, like getting up on ice.
How would you get up?
You got metal cleats and getting up on ice.
Speaking of getting back up, obviously we're 3-5. And then when we went to break, I wouldn't ask you the question again, we've all been in some athletics position where we've been through adversity and it's really tough. Because again, this would have been a whole lot better. It is. It's always a whole lot better getting a break after a win or after a success, whether it be in life or whatever. I did something great. I'm going on vacation. I'm coming back all vacation. I want to feel fresh. That is got to be tough for this football team right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like this, I do feel like, and I keep, like we said, we feel progress. We've seen it. Setback. We've heard Coach Frost talk about this is a different group of kids that we've had before. Culture. How tough must it be for the mindset of these kids right now, though?
I mean,
seriously, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. I'm not going to lie. I hope it is a little tough right now on them. I hope they're stewing over the fact that, you know, that we just lost to Minnesota again, right? You let the second one get away, you know, because Illinois, you better have been pissed about, because there's no excuse for losing that game, right? And then this one, again, there is no reason you should have lost that. The other ones, yes, it's heartbreaking, right, to have things, bad things happen. It's another thing to come out and not play the way you can and have, right, and lose just because you just didn't play, you know. And so it should hurt. It should sting, you know, and hopefully they're better for it for the rest of the year. But, it's not nearly as much fun going into any sort of time off, right? Like, heck, I play adult league ice hockey, right? Which is, you know, old man ice hockey.
Yeah, but it's still highly competitive.
Oh, it's the most competitive thing you ever saw. Heck, it's so competitive that half the time we're so out of breath that we just look at the guy across from us and say, listen, when the puck drops, nobody move for a little bit, okay? Right? All right?
I like that.
But, you know, it's you just feel better after winning a, you know, adult league for fun hockey game than you do losing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Jeez,
even you just feel better.
Even our age.
Even if you're just out there to have a good time with, you know, with some people who are out there getting some exercise and playing hockey, you just, it feels better to win. right?
Winning is fun.
Winning is so Isn't much fun? Fun. Like Tom Brady says, fun. Right? Winning is fun.
Yeah. Real fast, before we get to anything else, Walter Payton.
You looked it up. Who sent it?
I did
it
not.
To?
No, I
didn't. I asked Will
Dad
earlier.
Dad might have texted me.
I asked Will earlier. I let it sit until now because I wasn't going to answer the question. The 9 o'clock keyword was sweetness. Oh. When I say sweetness, what do you think?
Yeah. Chocolate, obviously.
Walter, yeah.
Oh, that. Jelly beans?
Hershey Kisses.
Yeah. Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Twix. Snickers. No. Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know if I knew that or didn't know that. You don't
you
know.
Did not know that because it's. We know I asked you that at 9:02.
You never officially asked
I
me.
I did.
No, you never asked me the question. I never gave you an answer. I don't even remember you even asking me. You don't know if I didn't know that or know that.
Do you know what team Walter Payton played for?
I'm going to go with the Bears. I don't know. I know he was a hell of a running back.
Was that on your dad's text, too?
No. I knew. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, you are right.
You didn't even know if you're right or not.
No, I was right.
You are correct. You are correct.
Thank you.
I'll give you that, Will. You're
Thank
right.
You.
You're
People
right.
were mad at you, by the way, for not knowing that.
I right don't know away. What's to be mad at. I just now addressed the question.
Yeah, that's right. You can't be mad at people for not knowing guys who played 30 years ago.
Yeah,
listen, we're all not, we're not all boats.
But understand and love the history of the game. Yeah.
I love the appreciate it. I have done my work.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta love the history of the game.
Will's
the,
fired up now.
Will I've done my work.
Up. Will is fired He's up. Fired Do you know up who now. Bob Brown was?
Bob Brown. Oof.
You ever been to a Husker game?
Can we not do this?
Eric Crouch.
You really hurt me.
Eric Crouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Shields.
What about Eric Crouch? Will Shields, of course I know Will Shields.
Well, Bob Brown and Will Shields are one okay. and the same. They're both NFL Hall of Famers. And
Bob, did they play together in Nebraska?
No.
No, they didn't. Okay.
Bob Brown's older.
Very
this
cool.
So much fun.
This is. It's always a good time.
You want to go in NFL?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do some picks. Let's talk about last week first. Listen to this. Have you heard this yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to this.
Man.
I have the rankings right here. Yeah. What did I do last week?
He went 13-1.
Wow.
He missed one game last week, Dave.
So I imagine I made a good comeback then. I must have gone like 17-0 then.
Current records, 56-36.
Whoa.
46-46. 39-52. You're still, I mean, it's still got time.
39-52.
It doesn't help that I went 13-1, though.
Wow.
13-1.
And I caught last night's game.
Hold on. I got something to bring up about last night's game.
What about it?
I thought you and I were talking about who we took. I was saying how I took Cleveland. That's not right. I took Denver last night.
No, you did. I took Cleveland.
But the spread I had on my computer that I picked the game at was 3.5.
I just looked on. Okay.
So.
Because if you look at like CBS had it at 1.5.
I know. You
Where'd
were
you get
thinking
3.5 from.
That's what I had. I think I don't know. I put these lines down at one of these days. I saw 3.5. I didn't make up a line. So you were under the impression that it was 1.5.
Yes.
I thought it was 3.5. That's why I picked Denver. What are we doing here?
So when Hooksy texted me yesterday, he said Browns by 1.5.
But we never made that clear. Okay, you know what? I'll just take the L.
I took the L, too.
Okay.
No surprise there.
Fair enough. I have it's because I got it right off here.
Fair enough. My bad. I almost had a pick gate there. All right.
I don't want an asterisk on this thing, okay?
Let's get into this. Here we go.
Here we go, baby.
Carolina heading to the New York Giants. Carolina favored by 3
Carolina!
On the road.
Carolina!
How is this line 3? It's incredible.
Because it's in New York.
Yeah, right. All right, next game, we got the Jets heading to the Patriots. Patriots favored by 7 at home.
Ew. Who's playing quarterback for the Jets?
It's going to be Zach Wilson. Should be still. I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Patriots.
I'll take the Jets.
I'll take the Patriots, too. I'll take the Patriots.
All right, next game, we got Kansas City heading to Tennessee. Kansas City favored by 4.5 on the road. Marco took the over 57 in this game.
Yeah, that's going to be, it should be a high scoring game. I'm going to go with Kansas City just because I think they will be able to, when the difference is the running game versus the passing game, I think Tennessee's passing defense is bad enough that I think Kansas City will score.
Okay. Hooks?
I'm taking Tennessee. I'm going to take the points here. And I agree with you, Dane. I don't know, like, how Kansas City, like, until proven otherwise, how they're going to stop Derrick Henry. They've done it before.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the same pieces, because I think Chris Jones is still out.
Yeah.
He's been that stopper of Derrick Henry, because they've done it in the playoffs before. They give up, like, 130-something yards a game on the ground. I think, and they're going to, if that's the case, you're going to see a time of possession battle. And that's why I'm going to take the Titans.
I just think it's going to be a three-point game, I think. So I'm going to take Tennessee with the points. Next game, Washington football team heading to Green Bay. Green Bay favored by 7.5 at home.
7.5.
I'm staying on the Green Bay train.
Yeah, me too. Oof,
man.
Got to. Stay on the Green Bay train.
I got
to
make a move here.
I wish it was 6.5.
I'm going to take Washington.
I think it's a 10-point win, though. Did you see what Aaron Rodgers said to the Bears fans last week?
No.
When he scored...
Oh, yes.
I own you.
Yes. Didn't Tom Brady congratulate him on it,
too? He congratulated him being a shareholder of the Bears.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
Did you also hear, sorry, side note, because you'll probably get to it, and I should say it when you get there, but Tampa Bay, did you see what Brady will be playing the first time ever against an Ohio State quarterback in the NFL?
The first time ever?
Yeah, he'll be an opponent. He goes, and his quote was, I won't get it 100% correct, but he goes, that's weird. Why are there not enough Ohio State quarterbacks in the league? There's a lot of Michigan ones here. Always taking the shot, baby.
People hate Tom Brady. Love me some Tom Brady,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it'd be the first time he'll ever be opposite of an Ohio State quarterback.
You are the GOAT and know it, and you talk about it.
He is the GOAT. Next game, we got Atlanta heading to Miami. Atlanta favored by 2.5 on the road.
Can they both lose?
Yeah, I have to take Atlanta.
Marco took Atlanta in this game, or took Miami in this game, by the way. I'm going to go with Miami.
I'm taking Miami.
I've been going against Marco every time, and it's working out really well for me. And
they're
so
getting
I'm
points.
Stick with
Miami.
It.
Next game, Cincinnati heading to Baltimore. Baltimore favored by 6.5 at home.
Is there a reason that you ask?
Well, for listeners, yes.
Yeah, the answer is always the fighting Zach Taylors.
I'm going with Cincinnati this week. They win this game.
Baltimore's on a 5-game win streak.
They win this game. Then they win the game. Win
100%. Cincinnati wins every game, naturally.
6.5. I'll take Baltimore by a touchdown. I'll take Baltimore the favorite. Next game, we got Detroit heading to L.A. And L.A. favored by 15.5 at home.
I'm still going to check L.A. How bad is it when you just start laughing at the
traded
spread.
Quarterbacks? You do. Remember, this is the return of Jared Goff.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm taking L.A. all day on this.
I'll go Detroit.
That's a lot of points.
I don't
I'll
care
go
how
Detroit.
Many points it is. I'm taking it just to be able to laugh about the fact that you traded QBs, and now the other team is favored by 15.5.
That is pretty funny.
By the way, before I pick, it's a great tweet from Justin. By the way, does Will place his bets at youchooseyourownline.com?
No, like I said, I did not make up a line. I write these lines down from websites. So... I'm just saying, I gave myself the loss, so thank you, Justin. All right, next game. Who are you taking, by the way, Hooks?
Oh, man. You can't get me on the line. Just the Rams. It's a lot of points, but, man, I don't see them. Like, Jared Goff is going to be running for his life in this game.
Going to be hilarious.
Yes. Sorry, your return is going to get spoiled bad.
Yep.
All right, next game, we got the Eagles heading to the Raiders, and the Raiders are favored by 3 at home. Marco took Philly in this game.
I'll take the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles as well. Actually, no. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you want it, when in doubt, choose against me. You're probably right.
Raiders.
Well, I took the Eagles.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if you're ever hedging, man, I'm not apparently the guy to go with.
The Raiders. Until they can prove on how they're going to use Jalen Hurts and or if he's any good.
Okay. All right. Next game, we got the Houston Texans heading to the Cardinals.
Look at this line.
You want to laugh at this big lines. Bigger. Arizona favored by 17.5.
Seriously? Arizona's so good. And I have to pick against all Texas teams, therefore Arizona.
This is incredible.
I mean, Arizona's, you know, they are I mean, odds, there aren't they the odds favorites for the Super Bowl at this point?
I think they are right now.
17.5.
No, no, it's
these
awesome.
Are like lines back when, remember the year, there was a year that the Patriots were that good? The Lions were like, they couldn't get them big enough for people wouldn't bet the Patriots.
Really?
How do you not? I got to take Houston. That's a huge number. That's ginormous. By the way, Marco took the under 47.5 in this game. Who you guys taking?
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Cardinals?
Is Fitzgerald playing this year?
No, he's still hanging out. He's there, but he hasn't decided to come back yet.
Man. Oh, Larry.
I don't want to talk about the Cardinals.
I want Larry to... Gosh, how sad would it be if he sits out this whole year and doesn't play and they win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. Who are you taking, Hooks? Why are you taking so long?
The Cardinals. I don't know why, but it's going to be...
You're taking the Cardinals?
The Texans are so bad. So bad. Cardinals.
Okay. There it is. Next game, we got Chicago heading to Tampa Bay. Talked about this earlier.
Look at this line.
Tampa Bay favored by 12.5 at home.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady about to be a shareholder of the Bears,
too. We just picked three lines, 12.5, 16, and 17.5 favorites. Okay.
You're going to want to parlay that one.
Yeah, I might put that one in. I wonder what that would get you.
Give me Chicago. Man, I might be trying to make too many moves here. This might come back to bite me.
I love that in week 7 we're forcing moves.
Yeah. Well, after your week last week.
Oh, I might go 1-13 this week.
I mean, probably will.
Well, you might look like the goat this week.
Yeah. Let's hope. All right, two more games left. We got Sunday Night Football, Indianapolis at San Francisco. The 49ers are favored by 4.5 at home. I'm actually really surprised San Francisco is even favored in this game. I'll take Indianapolis.
I'll take the Colts, too. Give me points.
Give me San Francisco. Try to make a move.
All right. Last game.
This is a yuck game.
New Orleans heading to Seattle. New Orleans favored on the road by 4.5.
That's a yuck game. Is Jameis still?
He's there.
He's there.
Geno Smith is a quarterback for Seattle. I don't know who's better. Oh, I'm going to take the Seahawks in the points. 12 man.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Jameson won't be able to hear
Seahawks
inside
at
that
home.
Place.
I'll take the Seahawks. I'll they get points? They get 4.5?
Yeah, they're getting points.
Give me the Seahawks.
I'll take New Orleans by a touchdown. All right, there we go. Oh, you got to pick your
over-under.
I do got
to pick. Yep. I'm just looking right now because I had one.
I'm taking the Chiefs over-under.
Taking that one? The over or under?
Over.
Over 57.5. Okay.
Got that down.
This is just a fun one. Give me, I'm going to tell you, Arizona and Houston over 47.5, and it's going to be because Arizona scores 48.
Are you purposely going against Marco?
No,
he took the under in that game.
But I just think for fun. They might score 48, and then they can.
Also, fun thing about that game is you got Hopkins and J.J. Watt playing against their former team.
Another fun fact.
So maybe trying to pile it on them.
Another fun one, man. Absolutely.
Cool. All right, there we go.
Oh, boy. Clinics coming up. Clinics. Are they still rolling even on the bye week? Are there different hours during the bye week?
No. Hours are the same. I will be there tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is actually our last Saturday morning clinic because the high school football season is kind of wrapping up. You know, there's playoffs, obviously, but... tomorrow morning will be our last Saturday morning clinic, so anybody gets hurt tonight. And last Saturday was busy, so come on in. I think we ended up getting, I think last week, of the kids who came in, I think we got 4 or 5 of them MRI'd that morning, so it was busy last week. So kids, don't get hurt, okay? Please don't get hurt. But if you do, come on in and see me tomorrow morning at Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Doors open at 7. I will be there on time.
7:30 is a good time.
Always there on time. And we will get you in and out.
Southeast, big game tonight for the Knights.
Yeah, poor Southeast Knights, man. They've been a little schizophrenic this year. Applegate's quite the player.
Yes, he is. I think Nebraska keeps that. They're getting a good one.
Yeah, Gutula is a gigantic human being on that line. Tuioti's son is a nice football player. They've got some nice pieces there. It just hasn't quite come together for them like you want it to. But East has a big game tonight, too, against Prep.
Yep. Seeding implications.
Yeah, big-time seeding implications.
It can mean a home game.
Yeah, right. Impressive that many Lincoln teams are making it into the playoffs this year. I know that, you know, my Knights are kind of limping in a little bit.
Four?
Yeah.
Four there. So I was going to ask you also, what does a Dane Todd do on a bye week? Because you don't have to any duties typically on a Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Catch up week for you too.
Well, I've got clinic in the morning.
Clinic in the morning, which is the morning.
So that's the morning. What do I have?
Because you're busy. I know. I'm sure the missus has some stuff to do.
Yeah, well, I'm certain that I've got responsibilities.
It's winter time almost. Yeah. It's getting cold, so there's house stuff to do.
There is, but the kids' ice hockey starts this weekend, and so I start coaching ice hockey again on Saturdays and Sundays, and then except tomorrow I guess I'll be at sports clinic, so we're gonna have to get.
I'm helping you out with that.
Oh, gonna have to get some squared away on that one, but otherwise just around the house stuff.
So do you watch Miracle before every season starts, just to kind of get in the coaching vibe? You don't.
No. Absolutely not.
Wow, I'm surprised. I would.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get in the role and everything.
No, if anything, I'm going to watch Slapshot just to get in the coaching.
Absolutely, you seen that one, Will?
Slapshot? I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's the one you want. That's the one you want to watch. Or Mystery Alaska is always a good one, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, but Slapshot is the one to go with. That's the go-to. It's old school. Ridiculous hockey.
Haven't seen too many hockey movies. See the Mighty Ducks, of course.
Yeah, don't watch that one.
No.
I don't watch that one.
What's the one? Goon? Is it Goonie?
Goon.
Yeah.
Goon.
Seen that
good
one.
Yeah. That is shockingly good. There are a couple of parts where the acting is so horrific that it's cringeworthy. Yeah. But I have watched Goon more times than I care to admit.
By the way, Miracle is a good movie. I don't know.
Oh, Miracle
is
a great movie.
Not,
no, it's a great movie.
No,
I just don't. No, that's not the coaching style for the little kids.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
For the kids, it's all about keeping them moving and having a good time. Mostly keeping them moving.
I picture you again.
I'm not going to lie.
I
didn't coach last year because of the whole COVID thing, but the year before, there was one practice where at the end, I was so done with them, I lined them up and skated them. And these were the 8 and under
parents
kids.
Are
like
looking
the
at you.
Parents, like, I made it like they were racing each other. What I was really doing was...
We're going to have a race.
What I was really doing was skating them because I was so mad.
And by the way, when we do this race, we're going to do it 20 times.
That's right. It's the only time I've ever done that. Otherwise, at the end, we normally play Sharks and Minnows.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have fun on ice playing Sharks and Minnows with little kids? What you do is you make every single one of them a shark, and then you're the only minnow. And so you got...
Do they catch
30,
you?
Eventually, they do.
Yeah.
But you would be shocked at how long you can go.
Oh, my God.
Now, the only tricky part is you got to figure out how to keep them from running into each other.
Yeah.
Because that's what will happen is one will be coming at you and you'll dart out of the way.
Dunk.
Well, you didn't see the one coming behind you, and the two of them will collide face first into each other, and then you got a mess.
Oh, boy.
But they're covered in gear, so they normally...
Yeah, everything's good.
It's all good.
Yeah. We got about a minute left here, Hook, so.
I was just imagining, I think in that shark and minnow situation there, the shark gets tired. That's when he gets caught.
Oh, I get worn out big time. Yeah, no, there's a lot of heavy breathing going on by the end of it.
Oh, man. Still another chance. Still a little bit of time left to get that 10 o'clock keyword in Tunnel Walk, ESPNLincoln.com. For a chance to win free cash, $1,000. Last day of the week to do it.
Yep.
All the way to 5 o'clock tonight, you'll get more keywords.
Take a break during the week, weekend. It comes back on Monday. So
yeah, man. You guys and everybody out there, have a great bye week. Weekend, man. It's Friday. Good time to take your mind off of it. Get stuff done. Go hang out. We're doing a staycation.
Nice.
We'll be downtown Saturday night hanging out with the fam.
Nice.
Go hang out and do a little stay, and we'll be down there. So you guys have a great Friday. Will and I will catch you on a Monday.